وما بعض الكتاب من قلة بعض وإن جمعك وراءه من بعد ما شاء الله إن إذا لمن الظالمين إن في صحيح الأخبار تعرفون بعض القلة من قلة وتعرف كيف به والبيت المقدس الذي كل بيت الصحيح original as whatever the Kitla would be the Kaaba. This is written clearly in the Kitab, in the Torah, and in the Jew. And Jews and Christians were fully aware of it, but because they don't want to accept the truth, they concede it, and they change their Kitabs also. So here in the ayah, the Kitab of the Kaaba explains further that in spite of it being in their Kitabs, and if you have to bring all the proof also, they still are not going to believe. In other words, Allah is demonstrating there the great obstinacy and the great stubbornness that they just don't want to accept the truth. وَلَيْنْ أَلَيْكَ لَلْإِنَ مُوتُ الْكِتَابِ وَلَكَتُمْ لَعَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ كِفَاسِ سَارِ نِشَانِيَةً بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا قَلِيُوا قِلَّةً تُعْمِنَ مَعْنِيَةِ الْقِلَّةِ. Then you, they will not accept your Qibla. Even if you bring all the proof to them, it is in their Qibla's, they see it, they know it, they conceal it. So if you bring, and no matter how many other proofs also, they are not going to accept it. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعِينَ قِبْلَتَكُمْ وَرْنَتُوا مَعَنِي أُنْتَ قِبْلَى. And neither are you going to accept their Qibla. That is, which has been cancelled and abrogated by Allah Ta'ala, it is impossible to follow a thing which is cancelled and cancelled by Allah Ta'ala. So they are not going to follow you in your Qibla, and they want you to follow their Qibla, which is cancelled by Allah Ta'ala. And you will never follow that which is their Qibla, which is the wrong Qibla, which Allah Ta'ala has cancelled and abrogated, and Allah has made the Kaaba the Qibla, so you are not going to follow their desire. And even amongst them, وَمَا بَعَضُهُمْ كِتَابِهِمْ قِلَّةَ بَعْضٍ وَنَا مَعَنِي مَانْتَهِ دُسْرِ قِبْلَ. And they've got differences amongst themselves also, that which is their Qibla. Till today also, the churches face in different directions, whether it is the east, and that is not their Qibla. Their Qibla, according to them, is Baitul Muqaddas, which is in the north from us. But still they don't build their churches or the synagogues in that direction. They have got differences among themselves also. So there is a great difference of opinion in this, that the Jews want, the Jews and Christians want the Muslims to follow their Qibla. The Muslims, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah says it is impossible for him to follow their Qibla, which is the wrong one, and which is the cancelled one. So that is out of the question. Then amongst themselves also they got all differences with the direction of the prayer. Further Allah says, وَلَيْنِ تَبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَلَكَرْتُ جَلَىٰ أُنْتِ خَائِشُوْفَرْ. And if perchance, which is impossible, you follow their desire. And their desire is that you must face their Qibla. That is, you must face Baitul Muqaddas. And from Medina Sharif, the two Qiblas were in the complete opposite direction, north and south. So Allah says that if you have to, which is impossible, you follow their Qibla. بَعْدَمَا جَاءَتَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. It's ilm ke ibn-ul-mabad ke tujh ko pohuncha. After this knowledge has come to you from Allah, that Allah has decreed and declared for you that the Kaaba is your Qibla, and if you have to follow in their way, إِنَّكَ إِذَا لَمِنَ الْرَالِمِينَ. وَيَشَكْ تُوْبِ هُوَاهِ إِنْ بِإِنْصَافُ وَيَ. And unfortunately and undoubtedly, you too will be amongst the wrongdoers. It is impossible that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will follow anyone else besides Allah's command. But if that has to be, so in here there is a serious warning, and a great lesson for all of us also, that we must not be obstinate, that when proof comes to us what is the right masala, we must accept it. But today, unfortunately, just for whatever other reasons, different reasons, we want to follow anything else besides the truth. We have to follow that which Allah Ta'ala has promulgated, which is brought to us by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and by the righteous and upright ulama, our Salafi Salihin, our Mashayikh, and they brought the correct deen to us. We should follow that. Not our desires, not just following a certain group of people, or following even worse today, that we follow what the scientists tell us and we make that our priority. Or what government tells us, we make that our priority. For us it is, we have to follow what Allah Ta'ala commands us and what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us. And Allah, when Allah prays for Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, his very, very strong word that if you follow anyone else besides Allah, you will be among the wrongdoers. إِنَّكَ إِذَا لَمِنْ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So how much more stronger reason that for us, that warning that we should not follow anyone else besides the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, by and large, we have thrown that also overboard. We follow our own desires, we follow groups of people who are following the wrong, going in the wrong direction. And our obstinacy and stubbornness also, Allah, that is why Allah has brought it in the Quran, if we take this lesson, our stubbornness and obstinacy also knows no limit. Just my ego, I can't forego my ego, what I have said, what I am on, or who I follow, whether they are right or wrong. Fortunately, there are some people, when they saw that their own righty, their own people who they were following, when they made mistakes, they clearly announced and said, we cannot follow these people when they have heard and they have made a mistake. So we also must see in all matters, and it is a great honor to make tawbah and istighfar. If we have heard, we made mistakes, we must make tawbah and istighfar. And that person then gets great respect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah treats him like those people who never committed a guna. Once a person makes tawbah, Allah treats him like that person who never committed a guna. And Allah will put it in the hearts of the people also, and he will have respect. But when a person is adamant and he carries on in his wrong way all the time, then that person loses respect totally by Allah and even in the eyes of the people. It's human to err, everyone makes mistakes, and it is divine to forgive, and Allah forgives. And it is an honor that a person makes tawbah and comes back on the right path. So this whole tahweel al-qibla, the changing of the qibla, and the facing of the in the direction of the Kaaba has got great, great lessons for us generally in our lives and in all our matters. And as far as the Jews and Christians, what their attitude was, and there also is for us to learn a lesson, and we don't make the same mistakes as what they made. So Allah has revealed it to us, so we take a lesson and we follow meaning as Allah wants us. What Allah's command is, that we follow. What has been cancelled is cancelled. We don't follow that anymore. That is a great lesson for us, that we follow the correct deen of Allah Ta'ala in its entirety. May Allah bless us with this understanding and with the Amal also.